thinking Randy's going to be here and see how far. Okay. Morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to our June 12th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Everybody's here but Commissioner McAnally. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one nation, under God, one and indivisible. Brother McCoppin, would you like to lead us in a word?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come here today and thank you for this blessing day. We ask that you protect us as we go into this hurricane season. Guide us and lead us, point us in the right direction. May all the decisions here be at your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. McCoppin. Is there any public comments?
No, sir.
All right, I'm going to jump down to number 12. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve variance for 1100 Browder's Loop for McCraner Track Number 1, being 3 acres out of 12.246 acre track. Laurie McCraner, as shown on Washburn Survey dated May 10th, 2024, page 48, book 520, file number 2403-0045.
This is, we've gone through this, and our good engineer has gone through it, we didn't have any issues. The reason why I put this on here is just for transparency so everybody will understand that there's a road there that goes to the cemetery, and that has been set aside so it can't be closed.
That's good.
I think the statute will keep you from closing it anyway. Them cemeteries are sacred.
I wanted it out so everybody would know it's free.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Browder's Loop's up here, and then she's just cutting the 3 acres off the corner of her 12-acre tract.
That's correct. Right. Still residing with them, still family.
Hargrove Cemetery is back there?
Right at the end of it.
You know, 150s is like over here. Mm-hmm. And the Hargroves, they used to have a barbecue stand up. I guess it'd be up there on the highway. I guess it's in the back of their place, but if they get to it this way as opposed to going through the Hargrove.
Yeah, the road has actually always been coming in that way, but it's kind of tucked in between the barbecue place and the church. And so,
right.
You know, wanted to make sure that always stayed open. It's a 60-foot right away.
Good.
Okay, now.
And get 30 foot in. Yeah. The road itself is 30.
I see what you're saying. All right. I got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, it's unanimous, 4-0. Somebody asked me the other day, Ken Savoy was still, I said, he's suffering, but he looks like he's doing much field work these days. Should have called a paying rent.
I didn't know he was rich.
They rent that building. Should have called a paying it. What do you think?
Trigger finger.
Oh. Item number 5, announcement or possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. There's something. We can always come back to it. Y'all don't have anything to share?
I was going to say, just for those that were not here, I want to introduce Lorena as new assistant to the auditor's office.
All right. You want to get to speak? Nothing else under there. We can always come back. We're going to move to item number 10. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve renewal of health and employee benefits pool with Texas Association of Counties. We had that on the agenda once before, and I think treasurer's office need a little more time to get numbers or whatever the reason was, so it's back on here. I looked at it when it was on there the first time. It was like a 3.5% increase, which is, in the last 20 years, I've seen increases 20%, but the last 2 or 3 years, it's kind of held its own. So 3.5%, nobody likes an increase, but it's
better than what we
appraisal thought. District got a 28% increase, Mr. Carlson told me. So I'm not sure what happened over there, but what are your thoughts?
In the last 5 years, we've had a couple of years where the rates have stayed the same.
Yeah.
I think that over time and the last four, what they're showing is over an average, they had to raise 4.6%, which you see in the letter there, and we only got a 3.5, so I think that we're still doing well, and that is, very good.
I remember one time we had high bids, and I want to say it was 06 or 07, and we jumped up and said we're going to go out for bids, and we got a, it was still an increase, but we changed, went away from TAC, and that next year, that those folks made up on that deal they gave us the first year, so.
And talking with other counties and what we have and looking at our benefits and the deductibles and copays, I still think that we're still very beneficial as the county is what we have as a deductible in comparison to other counties. Our deductible is still very small.
Did you know, were there any significant changes in coverage?
There are some changes in coverage with that 3.5%. I included in there an insurance premium change, and that's one of the things that we update whenever we receive the renewal. You'll see that the medical health coverage with that 3.5% is going to now be the $844.60. And then dental changed a little bit as well. So the increase per employee is, I got to be $29.38 with the consideration of medical and dental on the change.
I think he was asking about the plan changing, and I think we're...
Plan, no.
That's what I was just, we're grandfathered in on the plan we had.
Yeah, no plan changes at all, no, sir.
I'm reading right, copay is increased by 5%, equals 15%. Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It says here, the change balance, increased copay paid by 5% or 15%. I think that was the biggest change, didn't it?
Where are you finding that?
Under 3. Under your frequently asked, if they can.
I'm sorry, I can't...
Yeah, but...
Number 3 under it.
Oh, but it says, what causes a plan to lose grandfather status? Does that necessarily mean that's happening here?
I don't know, that's why.
No, we are grandfathered in on this plan. If we change, we will lose this plan at this rate.
That's what I was trying to...
That's what I thought, but I just, I've looked it over, but the whole world hadn't, and that's why I wanted you to point out if there was. I didn't see any notable changes.
There's a premium rate change, but there's no change.
Yeah, 3.5%. Yeah. Well, like for employee only, it was 8.1604 a month. It went up to 8.44, $28. I remember when I got here in 98, I had 4 small children. I could not, on what they paid, I could not afford to put my kids on the insurance.
I'll make the motion to approve the renewal.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, it's unanimous, 4-0. You got a, you want me to sign yours or just, I got one right here, I can.
That's the one that's been pre-filled out with the numbers on it?
I don't know. I hadn't got to the end of it. I'll do the one I got.
What?
Now you got a head start on me, so I don't need to use that one. I'll use your one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Deadline for signing. We're way ahead of the deadline by about 16 days.
You first on the lid. Sir?
I'll just keep that just in case.
I always try to steal your pen.
set with it.
Thank you, Lord.
Item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve interlocal agreement between the city of Cold Springs and San Jacinto County.
I've been in it for a while with it.
Yes, for 901, OSSF.
I think so. It appeared on my, Judge McGee just drew that up. I think. Yeah. Certain orders.
Same one we have,
you
Mayor?
Yeah, actually, Judge McGee kind of used mine as a patent.
So I thought it kind of looked.
The only thing he didn't put on there was the cost.
I don't think we charge it up for the 911.
Then I want to read. I want to read it.
Huh?
I want to renegotiate mine, man.
You want to what?
For 911, we don't charge anything.
No, you didn't. That includes the street.
This one doesn't. I didn't see anything about the street.
But he did use the one with point blank as a model.
We all stay on the cutting edge up there. I don't know why we wouldn't follow.
I'm trying to keep you guys in line.
Thank you.
I'll make the motion to approve the agreement.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mattuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon. Any comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Item number 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare a salvage at Credenza, asset number 01139 in elections office. In elections office from OEM, damaged, unsafe, and not repairable. Desk, no asset number. In auditor's office, damaged, unsafe, not repairable.
I'll make that motion. I'll second it.
Have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Mars.
They're in the offices now, and maintenance, you're going to have to haul them out?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all going to take them right to?
Yes, sir. That's the plan. Take it directly over to the dump, and then we can move for other desks over.
Well, I'll just make sure you wouldn't care if the DPS could be
told.
No, that's why we're taking care of this.
Yes.
Yes. There's no room.
Been supportable for many years.
Any comments? Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Item number 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare a salvage requesting two containers to be placed at DPS storage location to clean and remove broken and damaged furniture, office furniture, file cabinets, office equipment, a pile of metal of all types, including old AC units. Many of these items do not have asset tags and are taking up valuable storage space, auditor's office and maintenance would work together and document all assets that are salvaged. We would welcome any assistance from any other department that would be willing to assist. So you don't have a list? Y'all could have went in there and made a list, then we know what we're getting rid of.
Lots of junk.
It's all packed together and it's really hard to do. It's just like piled on there, there's no...
It's stacked everywhere.
So is it in the same building where we used to keep all them MREs after Rita?
Yeah.
And the rats got so bad we had to tell them to come get them?
My understanding, y'all done this a few years ago, did the same thing, that y'all had to clean it out and had two units, or two containers put there, and they went through there and at, and I would bring a list to you and let you know everything that has been...
Bunch of air conditioners, parts, yeah.
Yes, anything that is salvageable, that is not, we will keep it, but anything that is broken and that's...
Somebody already made that determination. That's how why they threw them in there to begin with, apparently.
Yes.
So who's going to decide whether we keep it this time?
That's what we are here for.
You want me to do it?
That's why we welcome any of you that want to.
You have a front end bucket over it.
I'll do it. I'll volunteer.
I'm skid steer right around the corner.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Yeah. It is. It's things that people didn't want in their office or didn't need and needed to get rid of it. And that's the only place maintenance has to take it and store it.
Here's the only thing. I'm limited on dumpsters right now with everything going on. If you can give me a date, what date we're going to be there, and maybe get some help over there,
right.
I'll have one sitting there. But I just can't leave it sitting there in a week or so.
Right.
We would want to get this done one day.
I mean, if we could be gracious enough to get some inmates one date. If you want to do it on Saturday, Friday.
The problem with the inmate, I ask him. One of them this morning, I don't think anybody's got the
right.
credentials to
to get the inmates correct.
Emmett, do you still have a...
yes, sir, I do.
I could offer Emmett to go over in a supervisory capacity only, not you and... I didn't...
That's all you're going to get. I mean...
But if anybody has like a skid steer or with a grapple or something... Equipment-wise, we can use, because there's got to be at least 20 old units out there.
I know, I've seen them.
That are just heavy. I mean,
y'all been out and looked. I hadn't looked. I hadn't been down there since.
Give me a day, like Commissioner Moore said.
Stacked everywhere, man.
Yep.
Like Commissioner Moore said, you get a date set up. I got.
Yes, sir.
I got a grapple and I got a skid steer.
See, that's what I need. I need a grapple where I can smash them.
I mean, we're right behind it anyway.
On y'all's great old. You're right down the road.
Now, on the air conditioner stuff, I'm assuming all that's been drained and tagged and can go into white goods and salvage across the scale, right?
Sure, it has.
When the compressor blows out, they do their own.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be all evac. There shouldn't be nothing in them, you know what I'm saying? So.
What day? You give me a date.
Yeah.
You tell me what day.
We can do it sometime next week.
What day?
Say Tuesday and Wednesday next week. That's when I have all the guys there.
Okay. I'll be there.
That'll work.
Okay. So you're Wednesday? Okay. I just need to plan.
Is it Wednesday or holiday?
Hmm?
Is it next Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday is holiday.
Yep.
Wednesday is a holiday. Okay, so we can make it later that week. Maybe, I don't have a couple people there on Friday, so...
I was going to say Tuesday worked a lot better for us.
That would work good for me too.
Tuesday we'll get 90% of that. So David, can I?
So you're going to just determine what's good and what ain't good.
I will make a complete list. We will make a list.
Yes, sir.
I will.
And we can take pictures of everything as we go, too.
I think
so. We can take pictures as we go.
You'll need probably one or two stickers to put on stuff that you ain't going to throw away, and then the rest.
Maybe.
David, will you have your grade all sitting there?
You sure will.
7 o'clock.
That's fine, too.
Later. 7 o'clock in the morning. Before it gets too hot.
I'll make that motion.
Second. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon, a second by Commissioner Natuno to declare as salvaged the material out in the storage facility off 2025. The auditor or the maintenance sees some items that are don't need to be thrown away. They'll put them, you know, leave them there. Somebody's
we normally start at 6. I catch y'all late.
Some of these new commissioners might need a new desk or something.
At 6, it's pajama day.
I don't know. They better be there to look.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimous, 4-0.
Yes, sir. Wow, that's why I brought two of them. One mile, one hood.
After I posted the agenda last week, Juneteenth's coming up. Every year we issue a declaration.
Right.
It's not on the agenda, but I think we can talk about it under item number 5. When is the 19th? In the middle of the week?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So I think the parade and stuff is this weekend, but I could be mistaken.
It's Saturday. I think it is Saturday.
Sir?
It is. Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah. Because I always go and read the proclamation. My grandson has made the All-Star team, and we done got a Lakina booked wherever they're playing, so I won't be there, but... Dale Everett has probably will stand in, unless one of y'all be more than welcome to show up and read the proclamation.
I'll be in Louisiana at a baseball game.
I get it. So anyway,
watching them little darlings.
So I'm just gonna sign it, and if y'all. It's not a voted item, but something suitable for item 5. There's the Juneteenth parade, and they'll have barbecue, and I hate I'm gonna miss the barbecue, though. Man, it's good as some you ever put in your mouth.
I would be here, but I'm not.
Thank you.
Meeting or the meeting before, we advertised, we ran ads on a couple of things that needed advertising. One was the property and Shepherd Extension office. Has the time passed on that?
Yes.
And did we receive any bids?
We received one.
Okay. I remember we put a $200,000 minimum.
Yes, sir.
And instead of formally having it appraised, we relied on the appraisal district's evaluation of the value, which is right at $200,000. They got it at like
186.
So we rounded up. So it's the purpose of having the appraisal is to make sure we don't sell it too cheap, you know. We don't sell it to whoever for a third of the price, but we set the minimum over the appraisal district, and I don't know if anybody in this room has a problem with the appraisal district undervaluing the property. But I think the intent of having an appraisal is covered by relying on their appraisal. They are certified appraisers too, so. Now, the plan, what's going through my head is we can open the bid in public here and see what the bid is, and then if we wanted to accept the bid, under executive session, there's a section for deliberation regarding real property. And then if it's the will of the court to act on the bid, then we can come out in 15, adjourn in regular session for consideration, discussion, possible vote on items discussed, or we can wait. Whatever y'all think. What say you, Commissioner Morris?
I'm fine with it. Right. I'm fine with it. I know the people keep calling me, asking me if we've done the bids, and I told them that, you know, it didn't get on Commissioner's Court for some reason, you know, just a para, and they keep, well, we're you know.
A lot of times,
it is a business who bought it. It's the people that bid on this thing is not individuals, it's a business who bought on it, so it's going
to
be.
Looks like a doctor to me.
It's the doctor's office.
The doctor had Dr. Robert Gale Woodrum, I'm not sure. Anyway, we've contracted with them before. They provided inmate medical to us back in the past.
I don't think at that time I was here, Fritz.
No, but I'm just telling you, they did for a couple of years. Dr. Woodrum did it. Dr. Perry did it.
Hatton was one that I remember. Hatton?
Yeah. Now, he worked under one of those doctors.
Okay, I just remember Hatton.
Yeah, that's right. So let the record reflect the property and Shepherd at Page and
Carrier,
the extension, former extension facility, we received a bid. We went out for bids a couple of meetings ago. The time expired for turning in bids. The deadline was June 6th, and this one was stamped received by the county clerk's office on June 5th.
And that thing was originally, when it was built, it had to be built in the early 70s, Fritz, probably. It was a doctor's office then.
It was probably built before then, but
I know it was there when I was a kid.
When we were
have we cleaned it out yet?
No, sir. Not yet.
I know I talked to Pam last week, and I asked her to send somebody over there to clean that out. So.
Oh, you're talking about the extension? Yes, sir.
They mowed it.
Yes, sir.
So during the last meeting, we discussed whether or not it had a reverter clause. I checked the title on it, looked at the old deed. There's no reverter clause. He sold it kind of as is because it had a little bit of asbestos, and about $25,000 later, we had all that removed and remediated or whatever. They put a tent bubble over it, and so all that part's clear. But
and I explained to everybody who called about it, asked me about it, as is, where it is. So, there you go.
My name, dear Judge Faulkner, my name is Dr. Robert Gale Woodrum. I've been a country doctor for over 25 years. I take pride in serving patients in underserved areas, providing health care to residents of Sandusen County and surrounding areas. I am interested in property located at 11 Carrier Avenue, Shepherd, Texas, 77371. I am planning to extend my current clinic in Shepherd and employ 5 to 7 additional staff members to provide better patient care in our community. I would like to make a bid of $230,000 for the property listed below, 1.0478 acres in the Christian Smith Survey Abstract 50. Respectfully signed, Dr. Robert L. Woodruff. Since it's not on the agenda, we have to go into executive and talk about it briefly and then come back out under 15. And it's the only bid anyway.
Yeah.
But we want it better than 200,000. So now, in the interest of being, also, we ran an ad in the paper to a couple of meetings ago. Mr. Lonnie Thomas had told us he wanted to go to law enforcement school full time, and he wanted to resign because he, effective June the 2nd or 3rd, and so we decided to run an ad in the paper and put it out there for some take applications on that. And we got 3 applications in. Again, on executive session, personnel matters to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, yada, 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 regarding employees. So we can review the personnel applications and then come back under 15 and hopefully make a decision on if I'm quite sure we got some good applications here. And if we can't, we just won't. But right now, we're nobody's, the supervisory position is unfilled right now. That's something that just can't go very long because there's always something going wrong here, and we rely on these guys to keep us running in the right direction.
I know we've got a few applications in. I just hope that we move our employees up, the ones that's been here. I don't know nobody really who works in these offices like y'all do, Fritz, because y'all around more than I am as far as Cold Springs area. But I just hope that our employees who stay, I hope we move them, give them a chance, an opportunity. That's all I hope.
All right. So at this time, what time is it, speaking of this time?
9:45.
9:45, we're going to adjourn regular session. Meet in executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551-071, 072, 0725, 074, 076 to specifically to discuss the real property offer and the applications for maintenance.
I'll be right back.
What time is it?
It is 10:05.
I know them all.
Let the record reflect it's 10:05.
We have a James.
Yeah.
How's he doing now?
He's doing really, really well.
I haven't seen him, man, since he's
working. And he's doing great.
Let the record reflect we've adjourned regular session, executive session, reappeared in regular session, out of executive session at 10:05 a.m. We're going to move down to item number 15, adjourn executive session, reconvene in regular session for consideration, discussion, possible vote on items discussed in executive session. As we stated on the record before we went into executive session, we were going to talk about first of all, the bid we got on the extension service property on Carrier Street. Can I get a motion to
accept the offer made on the
old ag building to Dr. Woodrum.
$230,000. Have a motion by Commissioner Brandon.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Natuno to accept $230,000 bid of Dr. Woodrum for the old extension office. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous on that. The second item that I, as we stated before we went into executive, we were going to talk about was filling the maintenance supervisor position. Maintenance, hate to see Lonnie go. He's done a great job here. He's got things he wants to be doing in his life. He wants to get into law enforcement. And so he resigned. We encouraged him to do whatever works for him. We've reviewed three. We had three, blessed with three good applications. One of the three has served as the maintenance supervisor before. Another one is currently working in maintenance. So if y'all have any ideas about who you want to nominate, I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
Yeah, we talked about them all, and I've talked to Daniel, and I've talked to DP. I haven't talked to this Matthew, but my personal opinion, DP would suit the position pretty well.
Second. Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon to hire David Paul Ward.
Offer him the job, I guess.
Well, he put in an application. I'm assuming we're going to accept it. As maintenance supervisor, any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0.
You don't call him. I won't. You don't worry about that. You're a supervisor.
You're a supervisor, so you let him know, give him the word. All right, item number 6, consider approval of claims. Contact Mr. Woodrum and
I will. Let me notify him.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to contact him because first thing I'm going to do is fix up a little contract, and I'm sure he's going to want to.
Well, give me till this after. Give me till about 2:00, if you would.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Because I like making people hold their breath.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second
it. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. It looked like there was
a
couple of seconds. Who did you hear?
Natuno and then Morris.
Okay.
I have
a second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. Item number 7, I don't know.
You didn't have any.
I didn't think I saw any, but
I didn't see any.
See if we get this form filled, signed, I guess I'd entertain a motion to adjourn at that point.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all.
Happy New Year.